The latest threat came Thursday, apparently from former Taliban leader Mullah Omar. In a statement given to news agencies, Omar claimed that hundreds of young Afghans were signing up to become suicide bombers. The statement says that a new wave of violence would be unleashed at the beginning of summer and would be directed at U.S.-led forces providing security in Afghanistan's fledgling democracy. U.S. commanders say there is usually a spike in militant attacks during the warmer weather as snow melts and mountain passes open. Coalition spokesman Colonel James Yant says counterinsurgency operations will continue as planned.
We expect those attacks, but we will not be deterred. We will stand strong, and we are committed in Afghanistan with the government of Afghanistan and the Afghan people.
The Afghan government is also downplaying the significance of the latest Taliban threat. Interior Ministry spokesman Yousef Stanisai.
The fact is that at the end of each season, they say the same thing, that they will increase their attacks on the Afghan security forces.
The Taliban insurgency has taken more than 1,500 lives in the past year. That is the highest death toll since coalition forces ousted the hardline Islamic Taliban regime in 2001 for harboring al-Qaeda terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. Suicide bombings have intensified, with at least 12 this year alone. The Interior Ministry's Yousef Stanisai insists this tactic is a sign of weakness and that Taliban militants no longer have the stomach for a head-on fight.
As I said before, they don't have the power to fight the international coalition forces or the Afghan security forces.
NATO security forces are being reinforced and expanded throughout the volatile southern provinces where Taliban insurgents are most active. Some 18,000 U.S. troops are also leading independent missions, specifically targeting al-Qaeda and Taliban militants. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Kabul.